Dearest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in this sugya of Shichachas HaTorah, the Isser of forgetting one's learning. This is now the sixth Shi'ur in the series, and we are again basing ourselves in the Torah of Moriv Rabbi Gaon HaGadol Yitzchak Mann, the Sosa of Moriv Marasi Sheyichyu. So now we'd like to explain, based on everything we said until now, the sugya on Bava Basra and Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, how Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla was metaken that everybody should bring their kids to school, formal Jewish education, as opposed to the father teaching the son. We asked a slew of kashas on the Gemara. So Rav Mann says as follows: Shekol zman shayah mehalach beklal Am Yisrael shechiyuv limed haTorah Yeshno rak al mishi yeshlo av. As long as there was a mahalach among the Jewish people that the chiyuv of learning Torah applies only to one who has a father, hare afal pi shekol mishi yeshlo av haya aviv melamdo Torah, even though everybody who had a father, his father would teach him Torah, nevertheless, that was the situation that even somebody who learned, his learning wasn't with the hargosha that limud haTorah is a hechreach l'chai isha Yisraeli, that you needed to learn like a person needs to eat and drink. Because l'fi anhaga shenag Am Yisrael, according to the way Am Yisrael was operating at that time, that we find those who don't have a chiyuv Talmud Torah, i.e. those who don't have a father, whereas it can't be that there's such a situation regarding something that's life. You can't say Torah's life, but certain people aren't chayiv in Talmud Torah. Torah is the lifeblood of the Jewish people, but no Torah for those who don't have fathers. How can that be? So through this, there was a weakening of the spirit that carried man to forego the pleasures of this world and to kill himself over Torah, with a recognition that Limud HaTorah is the Ikar HaChayim. Shirak Zehu Shemevi LeLimud Sheyesh Bo Zikaron. Only Torah brings you to a place where you realize that Torah is the Ikar Chaim, that again there was a weakening of the spirit that carried man to forego the pleasures of this world, to kill himself in the tent of Torah, with the recognition that Torah is the primary basis of a human being's life, of a Jew's life, and only such learning brings one to learning that has a good, that has memory. And what type of learning is the learning that has memory? The learning of Pas b'melech tochal u'mayim b'mesura tishte. The learning of forgoing the pleasures of this world, as we discussed in a previous year. That's the limud that brings zikaron. That's the limud that makes a person a worthy abode for Torah. That Torah, that this divine Torah can dwell in him. Because he's making his body a kli for Torah. He only needs the basics, because all he cares about is the ruchnias. He just needs a kli to hold the ruchnias. So he makes sure to maintain that kli, that body, and the rest is the ruchnius. And then he can remember that divine Torah, he can connect to that divine Torah, he can be an abode for this divine Torah. And since this spirit was weakened in the Jewish people, this was a reason for an additional weakness. Ad kidei shekas v'chas v'shalom yipasek sud limizel agamrei v'as tishakach Torah legamrei miYisrael chas v'shalom v'asher tiyazu Torah she'en lo mishkan v'Yisrael. And then people aren't going to learn this type of Adam ki yamas b'oel Torah, this type of pas b'melach tochal o'mayim b'mesura tishte Torah that makes one a kli for this elokus, for this godliness that Torah should be able to dwell in him. That he'll have shaychus to the divinity of the Torah, to the Torah min ha-shamayim. So if people stop learning in this way of pas b'melach tochal, of Adam ki yamas b'oel, we're going to lose that in that Torah, and then Torah is going to be forgotten, because it's not going to be able to dwell within us, because our body is not going to be an abode for this Torah. There's going to be this shichacha. Now this is not something that happens immediately. This is not darish hachom yad b'vasachas. Elu ta'alich shel dorot v'shel chulsha hanosefet v'olechet midor ledor. This is a process of generations of weakness that becomes added from generation to generation, but the end of the process is chas v'shalom, people are going to learn in such a way that they're not going to have the zichron haTorah. They're not going to remember Torah properly. They're not going to remember Torah with the divinity of the Torah, with the kedusha of the Torah. They're not going to have the Chachmas HaTorah anymore, as we discussed in the previous year, 2 shiurim ago. And only through the Takana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, so it took many doros, but then Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla made this Takana, and he was Mamid Torah as a Dabar Chiyuni, that everybody has to learn, whether you have a father or not. And then the spirit wasn't weakened anymore, that people now realize that Torah is life. And only through this recognition, through this appreciation, lo nishtakcha tova, lo nishtakcha Torah b'sofa shel davar miYisrael. In the end, the Torah wasn't forgotten. Ve'al zeh zachu letova, like the Gemara says, Yeshua ben Gamla zachu letov. He's remembered for the good because he allowed us to remember the Torah. And for end, for all the kashas we asked in the sugya. We ask, if not for him, Torah would be forgotten. But that doesn't seem to be the pshat in the Gemara. If not for him, Torah wouldn't have been learned in the first place. Because somebody who didn't have a father, his father didn't teach him, so he wouldn't have learned it in the first place. So that's why he instituted formal Jewish education. So the answer is, v'day eina inyan bi'ilimud. Of course, we're not talking about not learning, we're talking about forgetting. Because learning, like we mentioned in that shiur, we discussed this Gemara, learning, most people are going to learn. What does Gemara mean? Torah is going to be forgotten from the Jewish people, if not for his takana. Most people have a father, so Ruba to Ruba are going to be learning. But this is going to be a learning that has a shichacha. This is going to be learning without the appreciation of the sanctity of the Torah, the fact that the Torah is life. And therefore they're not going to properly appreciate the Torah. So little by little there's going to be a process whereby it's going to be forgotten. Yeah, they're going to learn it, but because they don't appreciate the Torah min ha-shamayim aspect, they're going to forget that. It's going to be a limud sheyesh bo shichacha. Because we're not going to be a proper Mishkan LaTorah. And it could be that not only are we going to forget the Torah Min HaShemayim aspect we discussed in the previous year, but even the actual Torah itself is going to be forgotten. Because we're not going to realize that it's Kihem Chayenu. The actual material, the raw material of the Torah, not only the Kedusha and the Torah Min HaShemayim aspect of the Torah. Maybe even the Torah itself, because there's going to be a weakening of the spirit. People aren't going to appreciate over time, they're going to appreciate less and less how chiyuni, how vital Torah is for our existence. And now we understand why until the time of Yeshua ben Gamliel lo nishtakcha Torah Yisrael. Because it doesn't happen immediately, it's a process. And this is the outcome of the process. And look in the Tosefta. In the Tosefta it says, Perek Vav of Brachas, Halach Chavtes, Brishon HaShayisa Torah Mishtakachas Mishrael, Hayuzikene Mevalin Osa, Shenem Ravine Boaz Ba, the Gears of the Graz, Shehayisa Torah Mishtakachas, Hayuzikene Machzirim Osa. So we have this Lashon of Mishtakachas Mi'Yisrael. Torah was beginning to be forgotten from the Jewish people. That was the beginning of the process. And Toch Kedei Ta'alich Zeh, in the course of this process, the Canaan would go around and Machazir and Malamdom, so they would teach it. Because like we said, this is already, they bring from Boaz. So it already started this process in the time of Boaz. And then much later, in the time of Yeshua ben Gamla, he stopped this process. It kept going on until his time. And in the end, they would have ended up forgetting Torah Legamre. There would have been, like we discussed, a Shichacha Chiyuvit, not just a Zichron Tivi, not just their natural memory forgetting, but an active Gzera from Shemayim that they were forgetting Torah. Torah Min HaShemayim aspect of Torah, and Torah itself. So if not for him, it would have concluded with the complete forgetting of Torah Yisrael. And through his takana, this process stopped. And now we can also answer the kasha of the Maharsha. Maharsha asks in the Gemara, what do you mean Torah is going to be forgotten? We have Rashbi and Shabbos kept Kuf Lamed Ches. Chas v'shalom shetashtakach Torah Yisrael. So what do you mean if not for Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, Torah would have been forgotten? Rashbi says Torah is never going to be forgotten. He has a pasuk to prove it. So the answer is that Rashbi just came to negate that there's never going to be a matzav where the Gamre, there won't be Torah in Klal Yisrael. There's a gzeira al-i bitul chiyuvi shel Torah. The Torah won't be actively forgotten completely. However, here we're talking about the shichcha that's caused because they're not royally os mishkan l'Torah. They're not fitting to be a proper dwelling place, a proper abode for the Torah. So a lot of Torah is going to be forgotten because we just can't be a kli for it. So it's sort of going to be out there in the more abstract sense, but that people are going to be kalim for Torah. They're going to be a mishkan for Torah. That's what the Gemara is saying is would have happened if not for Yeshua ben Gamla. He ensured by making this takana that people would appreciate that Torah is kihim chayenu. and therefore they can be a proper Mishkan LaTorah. So the Torah is going to be forgotten completely forever. That can't be. But that people aren't going to be able to contain the Torah. People aren't going to be able to be proper Mishkans LaTorah. That will be. People are going to keep learning in Tishkakach Torah Miyisrael. It's going to be out there, and they're going to learn it, and they're going to forget it because they're not a Mishkan LaTorah. They're not an abode for the Torah. And therefore, what's going to be completely lost? What's going to be completely lost is the Torah Min HaShemayim aspect that they're not going to have in them anymore. So you can still have guys who are computers and they know what it says here and they know what it says there. But the Torah Min HaShemayim aspect is going to be Chas V'Shalom lost completely because they're not going to be a proper Mishkan LaTorah. And also the non-Torah Min HaShemayim, just the ideas of Torah, the dry ideas. And it's also going to be forgotten to a great extent because people are going to keep learning it and forgetting it. Because they didn't make themselves a Mishkan LaTorah, they're not a proper abode for the Torah. Why not? Because they don't appreciate that it's Kehem Chayenu. In order to achieve that, to be a proper Mishkan LaTorah, there needs to be Pas B'Melech, Mayim B'Mesura. You live a simple life. And you just go after Ruchnius. Then you become a Kli for Torah. Then Torah is miskayim with you. Then Torah can exist within you. Otherwise it goes in and it goes out. We saw in the previous year, we saw Rabbi Hussein, Shabbat Karim B'Yavne. They made a chilek between Torah Shmuchsav and Torah Shbal Peh. But they said that Torah Shmuchsav is written. Said it, so it's out there. But Torah Shbal Peh, which is not out there, which is supposed to be in their minds, in their hearts, that's going to be forgotten. Rashbi answered, he says, if there's such a gzera, why be mechalik be Torah Shibuchsav, Torah Shibuchsav peh? God can make sure Torah Shibuchsav is also forgotten. So therefore Rashbi had another pshat. Rashbi says that Chas Shalom, he's not going to find it in one place. There's always going to be such a thing as Torah. It's that people are not going to be able to be a kli for the Torah. The Torah Min HaShemayim is going to be completely forgotten, and that aspect of Torah, the Torah that gives you the chachma, that Torah gave them to understand Torah, to go deeper, that's going to be corrupted, and there's going to be a mass shikha of Torah as well, just not completely, because of Lasi Shakach Mipizara. So that's the Mahalach and the Sugya in Bava Basra. And in the next Shir, Mir Tzashem, we're going to hopefully explain the Tugdarim and Dvarim Lezikaron Lehefech HaShichacha Ve'od Ve'od Mir Tzashem. Tov, Shalom Shalom Svidis Mas Belavich.